Back here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. And coming up this weekend in our city at the Music City Sheraton at downtown, the ICCC and the guest of honor, Billy Dee Williams. Also, of course, known to Star Wars fans as Lando Calrissian. Billy is on the line with us now. How you doing?
I'm okay. It's a nice morning.
Well, good.
And that's always good.
Absolutely. Good to have you on with us. You know, you coming to Nashville and getting to meet all these fans. Star Wars Empire Strikes Back came out in 1980. You've played this role of Lando Calrissian for so many years. How special is it for you to be able to come to an event like this and interact with so many different generations of fans?
Well, it's always nice to meet the people that have given me the support through the years. So it's always something I look forward to.
When was the last time that you were in Nashville?
It's been a while, but each time I've been there, I've always enjoyed it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to you coming this weekend. When you do that, like Chase was asking, meeting the different generations of fans, it's got to be cool because did you have any idea, sir, when you did this back in 1980, how iconic, how popular not only the franchise is, but your character would be?
Well, it's pretty fantastic. It's a phenomenon, really, when you think about it. I mean, I think George Lucas probably never really knew what he had, I think. But it's when you think about it, it's lasted, what, over 40 years? Pretty amazing.
Yeah, and what's it kind of been like, you know, when you did the most recent trilogy, you made an appearance in those movies to kind of, you know, have the character come back, you know, and you portray Lando again. What was that like of kind of being back with everybody?
Well, I had a good time, especially working with J.J. Abrams. So it wasn't expected, but I had a really wonderful, pleasant experience.
What do you remember about, you know, when you first took the role in your filming Empire, working with that cast? And, you know, they had done the first movie and all of that, but what do you remember about working with everyone?
Well, especially working with Irv Kershner, who was the director, was a big a plus in my life because I had always admired him as a filmmaker. So it was a very special time, I must say, and working with all of those people, with Harrison and all the kids, was really quite a nice experience.
We are talking with Billy Dee Williams. He's coming to town this weekend at the Nashville Sci-Fi and Collectors Convention at the Music City Sheraton. And Billy Dee, your career has been so iconic. When you look back on all of this, and I know I've read about this, you've talked about it, just how blessed you were for your career. I mean, do you reflect back a lot about the great movies you're in and just, you know, you mentioned your name, Billy Dee. Everybody knows who you're talking about. Did you ever imagine growing up it would be like this?
Well, I've been blessed. So I'm very lucky.
And it's been a heck of a career.
You
know, we go back.
I obviously worked very hard to reach the status that I gained in the years that I've been doing it. I've been doing it over, I guess, about 70 years. So I've been blessed.
Yeah, and it's been a wonderful career, and we're so honored you're with us. We go back all the way to Brian's Song. I mean, the roles you've had, sir, have been so iconic, including Brian's Song, and that's one that you could watch today and still is as powerful today as it was, my goodness, back in 1971.
Oh, yeah, it was a very special experience. But, you know, I have my autobiography is out, so you can read all about my life in that book. It's called What Have We Here? A Portrait of Our Life. So get the book and read it. It's a pretty fascinating book. It was on the New York Times bestsellers list. So you'll find out a lot about what my life has been through the years.
I've seen it, and it's a great book. Was it easy or difficult to write about yourself when you do the autobiography?
Well, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's difficult. But it was, you know, it's just sort of conjuring up all of the memories and trying to put it together in some kind of logical way and an interesting way. But it took me 2.5 years to do it, so I finally did it.
Billy Dee Williams is on the line with us. One of my favorite TV shows is NCIS, and you guest starred on a couple of those episodes. What was it like being able to work alongside Mark Harmon and Ralph Waite in the filming of those episodes?
Well, I had a good time. He's a good person, a good man.
This is very, very cool. Billy Dee Williams is here with us on the Chase and Big Joe show. So this weekend, you're going to be in Nashville. What can fans expect when they get some one-on-one time with you?
I don't know. I'll be spontaneous.
I like that for sure.
That's a great one. A lot of people are excited to see you come do this on Saturday or this weekend when you come to town. Billy Dee, it's an honor. Thank you for doing this. I you've got interviews all day long, and people are so excited to see you. Thank you for being just a truly icon for so many generations, for your acting and just the I see your painting and things that you've done. It's quite a career, and thank you for your time, sir.
Well, if you're there, come and say hello.
We will do that for sure. Thanks so much.
Okay, stay well.
You too. Billy Dee Williams joining us here on the program. We'll have more next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.